jewel of all the avatars, Kewala Ananda Kanda. Ananda Kanda Kewala, simply the path of Ananda. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai. O brothers, worship Chaitanya Nitai, Shudri the Vishach Kori, with great faith. Bishar Chariya, giving out sense gratification. Shay Roshi Majiya, you can enter into the flavor. Mukhe Bolo Hari Gali. Dekho Ore Bhai, look brothers, Tri Bhubane Nai, within the three worlds. Emon Doyal Daka, you will not find such a merciful person. Poshi Paki Jure, the beasts and the birds cry. Parashana Vidare, the stone melts. Shuni Jadaguna, just by hearing their qualities. Shamshara Majiye, Rohile Oriye, I've fallen into this material world. Say, Ode Nahilo Asha, and I have no desire, Nahilo Asha, for Shepa, for the Lord of Sea. Bunjaya Shana, Bunjaya Shaman. Then? Bunjaya Shamana. Before that? Apane Karana, Bunjaya Shamana. Apane Karana, your results of your activities, Bunjaya Sham, you have to accept. Kahare sings, Lochandashta. Mandayam, Shri Guru, Shri Kapagam, Shri Guru, and Vaishnava, Shri Guru,
Yeah. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Chalam Mangam Langate Girim Chakrapata Mahambande Sri Yudum Dinadarinum Dharma Prochita Kaitava Atrapanaman Yanamat Saranam Sadam Vedam Vashnavamatha Vashu Shivadam Tapatroi Unmulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Kute King Vipara Ishra Sadda Vidi Avaruddhate Atrakriti Vishu Shushri Takshana. Mai Shambhrabhya Vipula
Mai Shambhrabhya Vipula
Madach Chapam Shudushaham
Madach Chapam Shudushaham
Shatum Arhashi Nai Katra
Shatum Arhashi Nai Katra
Maj Yancha Vimukomune Mai Shambhrabhya Vipula
Mai Shambhrabhya Vipula
Madach Chapam Shudushaham Shatam Ahasi Naikatra
Shatam Ahasi Naikatra
Mad Yancha Vimukho Mune
Please
chant.
Mai
unto me
Shamrabhya,
having become angry.
Vipula,
unlimited.
Madat,
out of illusion.
Sapam,
curse.
Sudusha
Sham,
unbearable.
Statum,
Ahasi,
you may remain.
Never.
Ekatra, in one place.
Mat,
my.
Yancha.
Request.
Vimukha.
Having refused.
Mune.
A great sage. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The great sage Narad continued, when I refused to accept her request, she became very angry at me and cursed me severely. Because I refused her request, she said that I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time. Translation responsively, the great sage Narad continued. When I refused to accept her request,
she became very angry at me
and cursed me severely.
Because I refused her request,
she said, that I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time. The great sage Narada Muni had a spiritual body, therefore old age, disease, birth and death do not affect him. Narada is the most kind devotee of the Supreme Lord. And his only business is to travel all over the universe and preach God consciousness. In other words, his business is to make everyone a Vaishnava. Under the circumstances, there is ordinarily no need for him to stay in one place for more than the time he requires to preach. Since by his own free will, he is already traveling all over the universe, the curse of Kalakanya is described as fortunate. Like Narada Muni, many other devotees of the Lord are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord in different places and in different universes. Such personalities that are beyond the jurisdiction of material laws. Srila Prabhupada ki. He is cursed on several occasions. And the curse is the same each time.
And Prabhupada, we hear that Prabhupada was similarly cursed by the parents of his disciples, Prabhupada mentioned. Not to be able to stay in one place at any time. Even though he had so many palatial buildings all over the world wherein he could stay, he was unable to stay. He would have to keep travelling. And we hear that Prabhupada asked, any of my disciples, any of you want to take on this curse? And we hear that His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj agreed to take on the curse. So we hear these stories. We hear these stories on the transcendental grapevine. So in this case, the curse of Kala Kanya, the daughter of time. The curse is described as fortunate. Well, Prabhupada describes the curse as fortunate. Because in this case, as Prabhupada mentions, that the curse doesn't really have any effect on Narada Muni. He says that the personalities who are engaged in preaching are beyond the jurisdiction of material laws. So in this case, the curse, Prabhupada's referring to material laws, he's referring to that curse, but it also means so many things. So many usual... Narada Muni is a very transcendental spaceman. Actually, his body is sa prayati samad bhavam yati nashya prashamshaya. Sa prayati samad bhavam. It's like Krishna's body. And it was achieved, as described in 5th chapter of 1st canto, it was achieved... His death was so swift. He was the boy, the son of the maidservant. The simple. Of course, the example is given on the request of Vyas Muni. He's asking for Narad to give some personal disclosure. Because Narad had glorified Bhagavad Bhakti as being that Yatrukhava Bhadram Abhuda Mushikim Kavarta Aptam Abhajitam Sadharma. Even if you do everything else perfectly in the Vedic scripture, Swadharma, in the Vedic scripture, you do everything else perfectly, Swadharma. Abhajitam, if you're not the awakening love of Krishna, then it is ko aptavartam, what's the use in that? So Narad, he's giving a personal disclosure how he was completely unqualified. He was not educated. He was not coming from an aristocratic family. He was not wealthy. None of these qualifications he had. He was completely unqualified. Even the Sudrani, his mother, we don't even mention of the father. She was in a very humble circumstance, simple maid doing the cleaning, and Narada Muni's son. So this is indicating the no necessity of any qualification to accept Krishna Bhakti. Patra patra bichana hai nahishtana shtan jai jahapai taha kore prendhan. Patra patra bichana hai. They don't consider the qualification or the disqualification of the candidate. Jai jahapai. Whoever they randomly come across, taha kore prendhan. You take prema bhakti, you take Hare Krishna. This is the specific, we sang Param Kuruna Avatar. This is the reason, Param Kuruna Avatar, because there's no qualification required. Even Krishna says, Idam na tapaskaya, those who are not austere, na bhaktaya, those who are not devoted, na chashushushava vacham, those who are not engaged in sadhana. You cannot explain this teaching of Bhagavad Gita to them. But in the case of the Param Kuruna Avatar, he doesn't wait. He doesn't wait for the jiva to be qualified. In fact, Shreya Uttam, Tasmat Jigyashi Shreya Uttam. You inquire about the absolute truth. No one is inquiring in these days. No one is inquiring. In the previous ages, the candidates would have to inquire. They would have to seek out. Tasmat Gurum Prapajeta. Gurum prapadyata eva, eva vigachchet gurum, how does that one go? Eva vigachchet gurum shreya utam. One must approach. One has to approach. You would approach. And the sages and the munis, they would accept the candidates. You would have to go and find. Now no one is looking. So Satchinandan, he is coming and reclaiming. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Gaudiya Chandra bole. We're not interested. But he's calling out, wake up, wake up. Kota nidra jaya maya pishachira bole. How long you will remain? We're happy there. Nitai na bolilo moke majilo shangsha shukhe. They're happy. They're happy. Those of you who are spreading Krishna consciousness, you will have the experience. The materialists are not interested. They're quite happy. No, you'll be right, mate. You hear that? She'll be right, mate. Love your food. No, they're not interested. But they're happy. They're happy. This is the difficult. So Narad Muni is a great preacher. Yeah, he was completely unqualified. And he received the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas. And then he practiced the sadhana that he taught them. And because he developed a taste as a result of associating with them, he developed a namruchi, similar to theirs. And so quickly the sadhana practice had its effect. Sharan bhakti hoite hoi roti udoi. The effect of Mahaprabhu's teachings to Rupa Goswami explains, the effect of sadhana bhakti is at roti udoi. It awakens attachment. It awakens love. Roti, udoi. Udoi. So he experienced that, and then he got, so his taste was increased, and the Lord appeared to him and then disappeared, and then he left that body. He gave up that body, just like he got his new body, which is the body of Narad, as we hear, the transcendental body. He got that, Bhagavatam explains, just as quick as the illumination comes when there is lightning. That quick, he changed his bodies. Illumination from the lightning. It's almost hard to difficult to measure how quick that is. And there he was in his new Narad Muni body, spiritual body. And then he carried on in that body to the end of the day of Brahma. And then this that we hear now, this Narad Muni, is the next millennium after the maidservant Leela. It's the next millennium. And he appears again as a Brahma Manasaputra. Lord Brahma, he has Manasaputra, means they appear from his mind. So that same body, it went merged into the body of Brahma, and then on his next day, when he begins to create again, then that same body, he appeared from the mind, the Manasaputra. I think there's nine, the four Kumaras, and the Prajapati, Daksha, Bhrigu Muni, and others, Narad Muni, nine sons, because of Brahma, he has no wife. So therefore he's producing from his mind, and Prajapati Daksha, Manu, is also a Manasaputra, Manu, and Satarupa. And they are the first, Manu is father of mankind, and as Manu and Satarupa, they begin to progenate human species. But Narad is not, you could say, not even a human species. He's transcendental spaceman, Prabhupada uses he's not produced from Manu. Not inhuman, you could say, not inhuman species, but has a transcendental form, and he appears all over the place, and he preaches such preaching, Narad Muni, sometimes in the academic field. The students inquire from me, oh, what would be, can you suggest some topics for a thematic essay on Srimad Bhagavatam? The students, higher levels of studies, they have to do theses, extensive study of a topic from Srimad Bhagavatam. So different topics can be there. Many topics. For example, Narad Muni's appearance is in Srimad Bhagavatam. He's there in every canto. We would find every canto. First canto, he's preaching to Vyas. Second canto, his discussion with Lord Brahma. And so many examples of Narad coming, preaching to great kings, preaching Prahlad in the womb, preaching to Dhruva. And here, Narad is preaching to Prachinabahi. And this is a very extensive section of Srimad Bhagavatam, which carries on for five chapters. Narad's preaching to Prachinabahi. And it's very heavy. It's very heavy. Constantly he's on the theme of the sense enjoyment and its dangers, sex life, very heavy. Prachinabhama, Narad's preaching. He uses visual displays. You know, we have to get the whole projector and the computer and all that set up. He just manifests in the sky. A presentation. But the wave of his own, big presentation in the sky about of how all the animals are there waiting in the next lifetime. And seeing this, this is the opening of his preaching. We'll start with a little presentation. Here's all the animals there with sharpened weapons waiting to kill you in the next life. So very, very strategic preacher. He opens his presentation very powerfully, and then five chapters, you know, with all the details and so many analogies, and then analogies to explain the analogies. This is what we have here, the daughter of time. And she's approaching Narad, and he refuses her, and we'll see what happens later, tomorrow. She gets accepted by fever, and they go on to cause so much trouble to Puranjan. So this is interesting here about this curse of Narad Muni. Suchinandan was also cursed. After inaugurating Sankirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur on the bank of Ma Ganga, many of the Shmarta Brahmins of Navadeep, and there were many. Navadeep at the time of the appearance of Suchinandan was a very, very huge city. The academic headquarters of the world, and so many scholars and students were residing there. So many Brahmins, all different types of Vedic followers of Vedas, they were all residing there in Navadeep. So every day there were hundreds of people taking bath on many, many ghats all the way along Ganga. And Suchinandan with his associates when he was a child, Ganga, Ma Ganga is very predominant, predominant in Suchinandan's pastime. So. Go to Deshe. More dui shamashrai janani janavi ei dui doyamai. When he was requesting permission to go to Bengal from Puri, from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. Go to Deshe hoy more dui shamashrai. There's two things that I take shelter of very deeply. Shamashrai in Go to Desh. Janani janavi. My mother and Ma Ganga. Ei dui doyamai. These are both very merciful. So many ghats. So Mahaprabhu, Ganga Leela, he would bathe every day. He would go from ghat to ghat. Go from ghat to ghat. He would debate, and he would, the students, and younger, he would disturb all the Brahmins. So one time one Brahmin came who was not permitted into the Sankirtan of Srivas Thakur. And he said, I am an exalted Brahmin. I have studied so many Vedic scriptures. You know, why are you not letting me to enter into this performance of the Sankirtan? You know, this is a very offensive. I curse you. I hereby curse you. This is what the Brahmins can do. Because the words of a Brahmin are always fulfilled by Sri Hari. A pure Brahmin. The words. That is his interest. To fulfill the words of his devotees. Just like in Gita, Krishna explains that Kuntiya Pratijani hi Nami Bhakti Pranashiti. Kuntiya Pratijani hi. You declare it, Kuntiya. Nami Bhakti Pranashiti. Because if you declare it, my devotee's word, that becomes a major priority for me to keep my devotee's word. And even at the expense of his own word, I won't take up the weapon. But he does that to keep the word of his devotee, Bhishma. Bhishma, that story, Bhishma says, I will kill them all tomorrow unless Krishna personally intervenes. And so to protect the words of Bhima, he personally intervened and took up the chariot wheel and breaking his own promise not to accept the weapon. And so the Brahmins, he cursed that you will be bereft of sense enjoyment. And Suchinandan, he was very happy with that. Oh, very happy to hear that curse. There was another occasion that Mahaprabhu was blessed with Nityananda Prabhu. They were blessed, they were going to Shankipur. And they met one Tantrik Sanyasi, who was living on the bank of Ma Ganga with his wife. And he was performing his sadhana. And he invited them for fruits. And they were going to Shantipur, Nitai Gaur, traveling together. And we're in a hurry, where will we have to go? No, please, there's some fruits to you. And it was a warm day, beside Mount Ganga, and they could smell the mango and the jackfruit. In jackfruit season, the whole village, it smells of the sweet fragrance. We'll take some fruits. And so they went to bath, came back, and this tantric sannyasi, he offering the nicely cut fruits, and they offered to Krishna, and then honoring. And then the tantric sannyasi says, So, Rishi Putragon, all sons of the Brahmins, would you like to try some happiness? And Satchinandan's taking the fruit and saying, what is he talking about, this happiness? What is this happiness he's talking about? And Nityananda Prabhu, because he'd travelled very extensively all over India, he knew what that tantric sannyasi was referring to. I think he's talking about wine. And immediately hearing the word wine, Satchinandan, he jumped up and ran out of that house and jumped into the Ganga. And we got onto that sannyasi, because that sannyasi said, I give you a benediction that you will enjoy beautiful wife, riches and prosperity in life. And Satchinandan said, what? Panditji, what type of benediction is this? You should benedict me for Krishna praying. And that sannyasi, just see what we hear in the scriptures has come to true today. The young generation, they have no respect for elders. I'm giving a very good benediction to this boy, and he's refusing to, and he thinks he knows so much better than me. So the curse of that Brahmin, Mahaprabhu, later he explained that I will accept sannyas. Mahaprabhu, he commented, he's accepting sannyas to fulfill the words of that Brahmin. So in that case, the curse was very much appreciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And similarly here, to be cursed not to be able to stay in any place for a preacher, well, this is like a benediction. This is like a benediction. Why the preacher doesn't stay in any one place? Of course, there's different comments that can be made on this. Why the preacher doesn't stay in any one place? I like to cite a Bengali saying, which explains why the preacher doesn't stay in one place. A Bengali saying, that is, Dure Jamai Matai Chati Ghore Jamai Mukhe Lati. That Dure Jamai, the son-in-law is Jamai. So when the son-in-law, he visits on occasion, he stays at the Dure Jamai Matai Chati. We carry an umbrella on his head. He visits on occasion, the umbrella on his head. Ghore Jamai. That son-in-law who lives, that means the son-in-law who lives with his wife's parents. The son-in-law who lives with his wife's parents. Ghore Jamai Mukhe Lati. Dure Jamai Matai Chati. Ghore Jamai Mukhe Lati. The son-in-law who lives at home, whenever he opens his mouth, we smash him with a bamboo pole. That's mukhe lati. Lati is a stick. Mukhe lati. We smash him with a bamboo pole. Anyway, this is just a Bengali saying. So in this way, Narad Muni travels because Mahaprabhu orders the preachers to travel. Shunu shunu nittananda, shunu haridash, shabatra amara gai kodoho prakash. Sabatra means everywhere. This is what preaching is in one line. What is preaching? Shunu shunu nittananda, shunu haridash. Listen nittananda, listen haridash. Shabatra, everywhere, amara gai, my teachings, savatra, amaragai, koraho prakash. You reveal them. You preach them. You reveal. You make them known to the people. Prati gore gore giye, koro e bika. The sannyasis, they go from door to door. That is in Bhagavatam. It is the means of livelihood of the sannyasi, is they can go from door to door. Just like Shukdev Goswami, he would not stay longer than to milk the cow. Puri Braj Acharya. Puri Braj means to wander. Puri Braj, Braj, going. Puri Braj means you wander indiscriminately. Puri Braj Acharya. Simply remaining in that place long enough, as long as it requires to give the message of Krishna consciousness. So the sannyasis, they can beg, they can go from door to door for livelihood. That's called bhikkha. Tridandi bhikkha goshani. Tridandi bhikkha. The sannyasi is a beggar. He's a beggar. And Mahaprabhu is ordering Nityananda and Haridas, you beg, but you don't beg for food or beg for alms. No, koro e bhikkha. You beg prati gore gore giye. You go to every house. Koro e bhikkha, and you beg this. Right? He's saying because the mendicants, they're allowed to go. Even now in Mayapur, I reside there outside of ISKCON campus. I have a resident outside of it. So regularly we have renunciates coming. In ISKCON, they don't allow them inside. You want to say, don't allow inside the ISKCON residents. But outside, because that whole area is all Vaishnav, Grihastas, that whole area, Sachi Nagar, Abhay Nagar, all that whole area. So regularly, at least maybe often once a day, every 2-3 days, you have mendicants coming to the door. And they ask, they beg alms. They're different matbashi, but they beg alms. They beg alms. And we give, householders give. This is the tradition. There's nothing unusual about that. The sannyasis come and the householders give. Nothing unusual. This is Vedic culture. Ramayana, you see, that Ravan, he dressed as a sannyasi. So there's nothing unusual about this. But Mahaprabhu, he's saying that koro epika, you go door to door, but you're not just begging for alms. You beg this, Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikha. You tell the people to chant Hare Krishna, to follow Krishna's instructions, and Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikha. Follow Krishna's instructions. It's not difficult. And Prabhupada has provided us the great facility to become a preacher. Because even if you can't explain to people Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shikha, which is not so difficult, but even if that's too much, then you just give them the book which explains it. Just give them the book which explains it. And in this way, Prabhupada has facilitated that we can all become preachers very easily. Either we directly distribute books, either you sell or you give some other way, or you can, if you can't do that, you can sponsor book distribution. You can sponsor this great welfare activity of enlightening the humanity at large and becoming an intimate associate of Narad Muni by doing that. And getting the favor of Narad Muni and following in the footsteps of Narad Muni. So in this way, Narad Muni travels. This finishes 8:30. 8:30. Quarter to nine. Okay, good. So in this way, the curse of Kalakanya. It's no disturbance at all, Narad Muni. In fact, it becomes like an asset. It becomes like an ornament. That which was his curse becomes like an ornament. That he doesn't have a residence. This is the when the devotees of Bengal, when they would go to Vrindavan, they would come back having seen the Goshamis. And the Bengali Vaishnavas, they would inquire from them, well, how are Rupa and Sanatan in Vrindavan? How are they, Rupa and Sanatan? And those Yatrabashi, those Dham Yatris who returned, they would explain that, they would describe Rupa and Sanatan and their situation. They would ask, what are they eating? What is their activities? Where are they staying? They would ask these questions. They would, Aniket duha. Aniket duha. Bone jokto brika gon. Ek brike tole ek ratre shayon. They would describe that E duha, bone joto brika gon. Bone, in the forest, joto brika gon. However many trees there are in the forest. Ek brika dole. Under the roots of one tree, ek ratre shayon, they would lie down at night. We see this picture here. Actually, this is a very traditional picture of the Goswamis. And this picture is actually depicting this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That they would reside, they would sleep under a tree each night. Just imagine their renunciation. Just imagine. We can't even conceive of that. Aniket duha. There's no room. Aniket means they don't have a room. They don't have a residence. There's no residence. Even now, we have our renunciates in our movement, but generally they have some place. Some place, they'll keep some things, you know, there's some place, a little room somewhere. In one temple, they'll be there, they keep. Or even if they come, then we give a room. And here you come to Melbourne, you're hosted in a very palatial building. So this is Mahaprabhu's mercy upon those who have taken to his movement because he's very kind on them. Aniket duha. Aniket, there's no room. They don't have a house. They don't have a room. They don't even have a key to the. They don't have nothing. You see these pictures. Sometimes we see the devotees wear the dress of a renunciate. Babaji is a dress of a renunciate. You remember Ayendra Prabhu? He would wear the dress of a renunciate, one cloth. You see devotees come and then come to the program. But actually, that's not what it's meant. That means a person wearing that dress, that means that they don't change that dress. Not that occasionally I get dressed up and I'm all renounced. It means that you're wearing that all the time. That's what Babaji Vesh means, sannyasi. It means you wear that all the time. It's a vow. And so we see these the dress of the sannyasi. It's not that they just put that cloth on for the picture and let's get dressed up for a photo. That's all they have. That's what it means. That's all they have. They don't even keep. We can't even conceive of that. We can't even conceive. Aniket duha. Aniket duha bone jokto brika gon. Bone jokto brika. They're out and he's answering the question, where do they sleep? Bone jokto brika gon. In the forest, how many trees there are? Ek brika tole. Ek ratre shayon. One night, they lie down under the root of one tree. Ek ratre shayon. Next night, they go to another tree. So what choice does one have apart from to hold on to the lotus feet of Sri Hari in such circumstances? What other shelter do you have in this world if you have nothing?
What do you mean?
So this is an asset. Even Prabhupada explained that he was blessed when everything was taken away from him. How does that go? No, how does that go? That verse? Those who show special mercy. Bhagavatam Prabhupada would quote it. To those who we show special mercy. Yeah, there's another one. He says that Yashaham Anagrina Harishay Tad Dhanam Shanai. Harishay, I take away Tad Dhanam, their wealth.
Whoa. Everybody hears that, whoa. Slow down this japa stuff.
Harishay Tad Dhanam, I take away their wealth. Sajana Dukhu Dukita. Sajana Dukhu Dukita. And everyone, he's rejected by his family and he has nothing in life except unhappiness. This is those who to those who show special mercy. Prabhupada quoted that. He said, I received this special mercy. Everything, my family, they weren't interested, my wife. And Prabhupada was alone. He was alone, just like Narad travelling alone. And then one is just like the example of there's a comparison of Kunti Maharani and Jasoda, is it? No. Who is it? Kunti. And Draupadi? Oh, I can't remember. But
can't remember that example. Somebody, they had no one left, and so they got no mercy. But Kunti had I can't remember that example, so let's skip that. Any questions?
Yeah. First of all, thank you very much, Mr. Guru, for giving such a nice lecture. You have broadly moved of my approach to that and hope you can extinguish the fire, the good fire we are having in the world, in the crisis. So thank you for a very nice talk. I would want to comment on one question. My comment is, as you said, Narad Muni made within 6 months, 5-year-old boy, true, to go to spiritual world.
I didn't say it, you're saying it, but yes. Thank you.
My question is, you were saying about a Bengali proverb, when the son-in-law is put a stick in the mountain, you want to explain that in the mountain? How is put a stick in the mountain?
It means that whenever he opens his mouth, he's chastised and his opinion is not appreciated.
Parasite.
Okay. Yeah. They shouldn't stay in one place for too long. Yeah. Or certainly not at their in-laws' house.
Yeah. Well, we're just following in the footsteps of our founder Acharya, who would often quote Bengali proverbs. These are not necessarily spiritual, but they're just social comments which are factual, which Prabhupada would often quote, like Chanaka Shlok, etc. Prabhupada would quote, and they give us instructions. Other questions? Yes, Anirudha.
Probably more of a comment. Srila Prabhupada encouraged the devotees to go door to door. To distribute books. And in the Indian setting, that might be culturally acceptable. But what about how do we assume that kind of activity, especially in a place like Australia?
It may even be illegal to go door to door someplace.
I think it's illegal, but it can be. You know, I've been threatened with guns. Going door to door. How do we reconcile?
This is a good question. A very good question, because we can analyze, when we examine this statement, this instruction of Mahaprabhu more, actually it is very, his strategy is very much sensitive to the social, economic, political circumstances of the time. When he's saying that, it was acceptable. Is acceptable at that time for the mendicants to go door to door. So he's saying, now you take advantage of that facility that the renunciates have, and but we're not begging food or alms. We're going to beg a you go to every room, you go to every house. Gor means room, home. Proti gore gore gie. So in that way, what Mahaprabhu advised Nityananda and Haridas Thakur to do was not at all unusual that there were mendicants going door to door. So, you know, there's a principle and there's a detail. In this case, going door to door would be the detail. And the principle is Koro Ebika. You beg them to chant Hare Krishna, to follow Krishna's instructions and to worship Krishna. That's the main thing. Whether you go door to door or not, is in this case it was the method that Mahaprabhu suggested. But the essence is that savatra amaragai koroho prakash. The essence is savatra. In this case, savatra everywhere means every home. But in our case, savatra means a lot more than just every home.
Because and even in those days, people they live at home. They go to their farmers. They go to the field or they go to the shop. But their home is it. But the life is different, and people interact in so many different ways now. And therefore, the Savatra Amaragga, I call it a Prakash, that can be done in so many different ways. In fact, there's no limit. Because he says Savatra. He says a preacher means that you have to reveal, you have to make it known. What is the word in English? It's not a good... Prakash is the best word. Prakash means to make it shine. Prakash.
Enlightenment.
Yeah, it's to make it shine. We don't really have a word like that. Reveal kind of means like you take away the covering and it's there. But prakash means it actually illuminates. It's illuminating, and you reveal its illumination. Prakash, it's light. Prakash. Savatra amaragga koraho prakash. They're in darkness. You have to turn the light on so that they can see who they are. What is their relationship with God? Why they're suffering? How to solve that? They can't see. So we have to awaken, we have to put the light. Vagna Pradash, Pradashuk, show the path. You have to enlighten. So there's no limit to the ways that can be done. There's no limit to it. And if we are restricting that and saying it can only be done this way, it can only be done that way, you could say that we're not fully in line with Mahaprabhu's original order. He says Savatra Koroho Prakash. That means there's no end to the ways in which we can spread Krishna consciousness. And we Prabhupada came up with very enlivening novel ideas. Because he is so much a follower of Narad Muni and so much in alignment with his mission, then he's given so many ideas, a repository of generating ideas of how to preach. And they were all new ideas. And Prabhupada was criticized by his peers for doing things differently. We just approach academics and others. This going on the street and this chanting. This is not the behavior of the Gaudiya Mutt. But Prabhupada was on the street. He was distributing the books. There's a programs, Avalon Ballroom. So many completely unconventional new things Prabhupada was doing, and that's the spirit of the preacher. And So, it's not just a matter of going door to door. It may not be so cool. People may not like you going. Maybe security issues. People don't open the door these days. So many obstacles. So then find some other way to turn the lights on in their consciousness. That's all. Find some other way. Turn the lights on. Let them see, however it is. The example comes to mind of Korma Prabhu, vegetarian cooking courses. So many people are affected by that. They come, they take prasadam and they meet a devotee. The lights are turned on. There's so many ways. Restaurants, there's so many ways. We can turn on the lights. And we have to come up with so many new ideas, actually. You notice over the years, BBT, the same book, but they changed the cover. What are they doing? They're making a new presentation. It's like a new edition for the current style. Is that okay, Prabhu?
How about the benefits of door to door also being a personal approach?
Yeah. Well, we didn't. We I don't know what the history was, but whether we did it at any time, systematic door to door book distribution, whether we've done that or we did it in the past, but we always kind of did the crowds, where there were crowds of people. But I heard that in New Zealand that they did door-to-door book distribution. It was very successful. Maybe there's experience that's going on these days. I don't know, so I can't comment on it. But yes, certainly. it's a good way to distribute large books. Maybe you have experience when you were distributing the full set, so you're going door-to-door. You have the books. You can take the books into people's homes. All that you can't do in a crowd.
One of the challenges of selling books that I came across was I couldn't spend the time that was required with the people that I sold the books to. One of the reasons why we started the folk news in 1985, whatever it was because we were getting a larger participation, but we couldn't spend time with the people. Right? So we needed some sort of connection. But I was just thinking that when the devotees go out on Harinam, then people get to see and to feel and to experience the mood of the devotee. And they're affected by that. And so, you know, going door to door, at least in Mahavira's time, and book distribution's got that too. And you know, with personal association, then people become devotees. If you share your association with others, they naturally will be affected by the Sangha.
I also feel that Bhakti Brika preaching strategies is very much in line with this order of Mahaprabhu, prati gore gore giye. Prati gore gore giye means you go to their homes. Prati gore gore giye. Giye means you go. Having gone to their homes. And so then prati gore gore giye koro epika. So bhakti brika like that where, you know, you're in your home and you're preaching and then you go and we start in other people's homes here and there. We don't need to have a temple. We can preach in people's homes. So that's also a very personal way of...
And it's meant to duplicate.
Yeah.
It's meant to replicate.
Right, because you don't want it to get too big.
That's right. Well,
because it loses its personal touch.
Yeah, but what can happen is it gets big and then the people who have started to get attached to the bigness. And it's a challenge, actually. It's a challenge to then split up and replicate to make it bigger. And also, there's sometimes we can be a little ethnocentric and think, oh, those other people can't preach to them, which is not a word of Lord Chaitanya,
Maybe we should have compulsory period of travel for all Bhakti Brika preachers. So that they have to get detached from their from their accumulated.
No, I think they get together, or that there's a board of Bhakti Richa leaders who study the mood of Bhakti Richa and then disseminate that mood. So the mood is like, make sure that you're training up somebody. If you're a leader, you train a leader. And the goal is, it may take some time, right? Because, you know, if you preach to somebody, okay, next week you're going to have a book distribution. Right? It's like, whoa! Right? Or you're going out on hurry now. So, you know, the leaders themselves have to embrace some of these characteristics of the preacher. Because I know what happens here, correct me if I'm wrong, that the devotees will pick up people that just come to the temple. Right? There's not a lot of coming out. And it's okay because we get so many people coming here. But it's generally only one ethnic mix. Right? And I think it's traditional to have. Some parts of it, certainly in this one, it's traditional to have programs in somebody's house. And then you keep going into the same house. But to split that up and then go to other people, or, you know, reach out to others, that becomes quite a bit of a challenge. And it's really, you know, there are good reasons.
Isn't the idea that, like, these people that come to your home, then they meet a few new people, and that, you know, it's kind of like you're networking through your acquaintances and reach all these people that may not come to the temple?
Yes. Because that's
okay.
That's why we've got such a big Immunity is broken.
Yes.
First of all, many, many thanks. Wonderful class. Really touched the heart too. Just a comment on the question. You talked about the home distribution and going door to door, like Prabhu said. My experience going door to door around my area, where there are mainly Western people, I always get confronted by people who are interested in spirituality, with Jehovah's Witness. And whenever I start, they tell me, you're already a member of Jehovah's Witness. And then they start asking, well, what do you do with small kids who get bashed up? So they start with a question, which is absolutely different to what we would be trying to do. But one of the ways that I've been able to create a book is by talking about, is eating meat good? You know, just trying to question the very behind the meat eating. And then pushing them to come to our Gopals, your crossways, and telling them the importance of why meat eating is bad. Because I really found that one of the things that we struggle is if we just give them Prabhupada's book, most of them don't read. Even if they read, they want something which is very short and sweet, and rather than, you know, and the young people, and especially the young brigades, they just don't want to read at all. But prashad is something that attracts them relatively easier, and if you are able to convince them that why not to get in is not so good. But I wanted to understand from you, Prabhuji, because I read that you have been an amazing book distributor from 1985 to 1996. So if you could share some of the gems and the nuggets, if you are trying to go door to door here, or even if you are doing the mall, like you said, in the crowd, what is the most effective way to touch people's heart, to make them talk there and just not take the book and forget about it?
The most effective way is to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. But to pray to Lord Nityananda. Because that's what he does. That's what he does. So you just try to serve Lord Nityananda. He's ordered, Mahaprabhu gave his order, Prati Gauri Gauri Giga, to Lord Nityananda, Shunu Shunu Nityananda. So you pray to him, okay, this is your business, let me just assist you. Chandra, Pallabhi, Hare Krishna.
Even in the sixth canto, Daksha Prajapati, when it comes to Hariyaswa, Savalaswas,
the very
Daksha curses
Narad Muni
not to stay in
that place for the universe. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.